The Bible Story Podcast, New Testament. Story 7. A Visit at Night. Jesus was a popular man. People wanted to just be around him. So it was hard for a serious religious leader to find the time and place to meet with him. And what if you were one of the top religious leaders? What would people think if you spent a long time debating religious matters in full view of all the ordinary people? That would never do. So Nicodemus decided the best time for him to go and see Jesus would be at night. Nicodemus didn't know what to expect as he made his way through the deserted streets. The cold night air made him pull his cloak tighter around his shoulders. Who was Jesus? God was certainly working through him, and he was a good teacher, even though he'd never been to any religious school. Shortly after knocking on the door, Nicodemus found himself standing before the smiling Jesus. He cleared his throat and started to speak.
"Teacher, we realize that God has sent you to teach us. That much is obvious from the miracles you've done."
But before he could say anything else, Jesus replied, "I'm going to tell you something that's absolutely true. Unless you're born again, you can never see God's kingdom." Born again? What was Jesus talking about? How could anyone be born twice? It didn't make any sense.
"What are you talking about?" Nicodemus asked. "How can an old man get back inside his mother to be born a second time?"
But Jesus wasn't talking about being born a second time from your mother. He was talking about becoming something new, becoming a child of God and having the right to be part of God's kingdom. So he said, "The truth is this. No one can enter God's kingdom unless they've been born of water and the Spirit. You see, human beings can only reproduce human beings. But the Holy Spirit gives an entirely new life to people, directly from heaven. That's what I was talking about when I said, you must be born again." All this was a bit much for Nicodemus.
"But what do you mean?" he asked.
"Don't you understand?" Jesus replied. "If anyone should understand, it's you. You're a top religious teacher." And then Jesus started talking about something that happened many years earlier when Moses was alive. One time in the wilderness, the Israelites angered God with their moaning. To punish them, God sent poisonous snakes that killed many. Then the people cried out to God to forgive them and save them. So God told Moses to make a large bronze model of a poisonous snake and to put it on a pole so that everyone could see it. And God promised that if anyone who'd been bitten looked up at that bronze snake, they'd recover and be saved from certain death. "You see," Jesus continued, "as Moses lifted up the bronze snake in the wilderness, so I, the Son of Man, must be lifted up on a pole." He was talking about his crucifixion yet to come. "And everyone who believes in me will have eternal life." Ah, eternal life. So being born again was the same as having eternal life. And it all came through believing in Jesus. Like in the wilderness with those poisonous snakes, anyone who looked at the bronze snake on a pole had their lives saved because they believed what God had told them. And now Jesus was saying that when anyone looked to him, believing what he said, they'd have eternal life. But why would God want to do this when we're all so bad? "God loves the people of this world so much," Jesus carried on, "that he gave the most important thing he had to save them, his Son, so that everyone who believes in God's Son will never be destroyed. Instead, they'll get eternal life. You see, everyone who trusts God's Son won't have to face God's judgment. But those who don't trust him have already been judged because they won't believe in the only Son of God." As Nicodemus went back out into the cold night air after talking with Jesus, I wonder what he made of it all. But one thing he must have learnt was that he needed to be born again. Not from his own mother, but from the Spirit of God. He'd thought he was safe, right with God because he was an Israelite. And not only that, but one of their top religious leaders. But now he knew that wasn't enough, because no matter how religious he was, if he wasn't born again by the Spirit of God, he didn't belong to God. This story is based on John chapter 3, verses 1 to 21. Thank you for listening to the Bible Story Podcast, a tale to tell media production. If you've enjoyed this story, why not tell your family and friends? And if you leave a review on your podcast host, that'll help others find the Bible stories. In the meantime, feel free to visit the website, thebiblestorypodcast.com, where you can find a complete list of all the stories we've done and let us know what you think.